Good morning, everyone. Today's the 17th of September, Friday, TGIF, I guess. I have an announcement to make this morning, and it's not going to probably sit very well with 200 million people. 200 million people are not going to like my announcement. But here's my announcement. Jesus and his disciples would not be vaccinated. Jesus and his disciples would not be vaccinated. And I can prove it from Scripture. Matthew 9:35. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. They did not need a vaccination. So Franklin Graham, you are a liar. When you get up on national platforms and say that Jesus would take the vaccination and his disciples would take the vaccination, what a fraud you are. Jesus was a great healer. Jesus was the Son of God, Franklin Graham. You think Jesus needed a vaccination? Give me a break. Jesus and his disciples would not be vaccinated. Period. You say, well, why are you bringing this up? The reason I'm bringing it up is because Franklin Graham and Jeffers, First Baptist Church of Dallas, and all of these other talking heads want to promote that God would be behind the vaccination and Jesus would be behind the vaccination. No, he wouldn't. Jesus and his disciples would not be vaccinated. Give me a break. What a joke. Jesus Christ didn't need a vaccination, and his disciples didn't need a vaccination. Jesus turned water into wine. Jesus took a little mud and put it on the blind man's eyes and made a blind man see. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus was the greatest healer of all times. Jesus worked mighty miracles. He said unto the sea, be still. And the wind and the seas obeyed him. And you got Franklin Graham saying that Jesus would be vaccinated? That is blasphemy, Franklin Graham. That's blasphemy. Jesus Christ went about all the cities and villages and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So why would he need a vaccination, or why would he be proclaiming a vaccination when he could heal them? He cleansed the lepers. He healed the lady with the issue of blood. She spent all this, her fortune on doctors, and then the great healer came along. Jesus Christ gave sight to the blind. He gave hearing to the deaf. He caused the dumb to speak. And you have Franklin Graham getting up and saying Jesus would promote the vaccination and his disciples would be vaccinated. You're a fraud, Franklin Graham. Just like your father. And Jeffers, your church started in a Masonic hall there in Dallas. Nothing's changed. Well, that's what's been on my mind this morning. Jesus' disciples would not be vaccinated. Okay. And for somebody to get up and say that, it just shows how absolutely sold out to the beast system they are. That's exactly what it is. They're sold out to the beast system. And YouTube, you can take this down. Facebook, you can take this down. I don't care, you know. But the reality of it is, there's a lot of people that are taking the vaccination because they're listening to frauds like Franklin Graham and Jeffers of the First Baptist Church of Dallas and a lot of these other talking heads that are taking money. I mean, Jeffers is even administering this poison right in his church. Well, he's administering a lot of other doctrinal poison, too, like the doctrine of free will in his church. The Southern Baptist Church is promoting the doctrine of free will. Franklin Graham is promoting the doctrine of his free will. His own father had a radio program called The Hour of Decision, did he not? Well, that's about all I have on my mind this morning. I just want to point out that Jesus and his disciples would not be vaccinated. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless.